Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, it was a lunch we will never forget. We went in for a bagel and a sandwich at the bagel restaurant and deli on the north side and met Brenda Shore. And our lives have not been the same ever since. Here she is with Pete McMurray.
Next guest is a rock star. He is the owner of Reverie Restaurant in Orleans and Hubbard. He is opening a Greek restaurant on Southport called Avli. He is a dad to Gia, and he has a small side gig as the lead sports anchor for Fox 32, where I work with him every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on Fox Kickoff Sunday. It's our good friend Lou Canellis.
Oh, man, I'm all bears all the time today. Forget about those other jobs. Oh. And I'm excited about it, Pete.
The defense.
Come on,
is
man.
Exciting.
After the last 4 years of 10 or more losses, isn't it fun to watch Bears games again with that defense especially?
It's so much fun. I mean, the game, the Monday night game where our defense showed up and Urlacher was honored at halftime, it couldn't have gotten any better.
You were out there.
I was not out there.
Oh, either was I, because I was in studio, and I wish I was out there. I was out there pregame show, but I had to leave to come back to do our postgame show, Bears Postgame Live, which, by the way, is on Channel 50 today, not on Fox. But you could just feel the energy inside Soldier Field. Listen, I'm a Bears fan. I've told you before on the radio. I've been a season ticket holder since I was 4.5 years old.
I am too.
My godfather left his season tickets in his will for me, and I just... My week, you know, I know that there are Bears fans listening out there. When the Bears lose, their week is ruined. My week is ruined.
Right.
When the Bears lose. I just hate it.
I love the fact that you and I both give the Bears money. So they need to produce. We can be angry about that. I mean, there's fans out there. I know that it's finally turning around this year. We went through so many rough years.
Yeah, we have. And you know what? Here's the issue with fans who say, well, you know, it's the McCaskey family. They don't spend the money. Yes, they do spend the money. They have. And no team, by the way, this offseason spent more money in free agency than your Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The problem is they've spent the money on the wrong people. All right. When John Fox got hired, there wasn't a person out there who said this is a bad move. When Jay Cutler was traded to the Bears, no one said out there, oh, this is horrible. They celebrated in the streets. Now, both moves proved to be awful.
Yep.
So don't criticize the Bears for spending the money. This isn't the old Bears. Criticize the Bears for hiring the wrong people and going out and making the wrong moves.
Khalil Mack.
Well, that's been a great move. And we knew when it happened. And everyone talks about, you know, where were you when you found out? Yeah, I was in New Buffalo sleeping on social media and actually thought I was seeing things. I thought it was one of those fake Twitter accounts. So literally at the pull up ESPN.com. Hey, man, he changes everything, Pete. He changes their defense. And because he changes their defense so much, he changes the way they call plays offensively. They can be riskier out there.
Mm-hmm.
Last week's a great example. Mitch Trubisky throws 2 interceptions. Seattle gets the ball back. In both cases, 3 and out.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. And he makes players around him better, elevates their game.
Oh, my God, he's elevating their games. The Bears lead the NFL in quarterback sacks with 10.
God, I love it.
All right, 8 guys on defense have a sack. Danny Trevathan, for the first time in his 7-year career, was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Right.
Never was the Player of the Week in the AFC when he played for the Broncos. You're right. He's elevating everyone's game.
We're running behind. Can I take a quick break and
Absolutely.
Keep you? Okay. Lou Canellis is here. The post-game show after the Bears, it's going to be on Channel 50 today.
Yes.
Channel 50.
And we are the only ones. There are other post-game shows out there, but we are the only ones that carry Matt Nagy and Mitchell Trubisky's post-game press conferences live.
All right.
Lou. And I've got Jim Miller, Corey Wooten, Anthony Heron on set with me, Shea Pepler, live in Arizona. She goes inside the locker room and talks to more players.
Corey Wooten is one of the largest humans I've ever met in my life.
And a good-looking man.
God, I hate
and
him.
And really good at what he does. I know. You hate him because
hate
he's so good-looking.
It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN in studio with us from Fox 32, the lead sports anchor. It's Lou Kanellis. The Bears postgame today will be on Channel 50.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk offense. We're all a little nervous about Mitch Trubisky. I know we need to give him more time, but here's a question. Just as an observer, I'm just a football fan. I worry about his feet. And I was texting my brother last week during the game and talking about how he's throwing off his back foot and his feet aren't settled, and suddenly the announcers started talking about it. Do you notice that?
Absolutely. I call it happy feet.
Okay.
And here, he's got great athleticism for a quarterback. He knows that if he feels pressure, he can run with the football with success.
Right.
So the problem is, and I'm going to defend Mitchell because he's been ripped in this city for the last 2 weeks, and all the guy's done is completed 70% of his passes. All right. I know he threw two interceptions.
Yeah.
He's played in 14 NFL games, and his play caller, he's learning a new system now. All right. Patrick Mahomes was learning the Chiefs system last season, watching Alex Smith. So he's learning a new system with Matt Nagy, who's called plays in 9 NFL games. Okay. So cut the kid a little bit of slack.
Yes, yes.
He's got new weapons. He's learning how to play with Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, Jordan Howard, Anthony Miller, Trey Burton. Guys, it's not going to happen overnight. All right? Didn't happen for Tom Brady overnight. It definitely didn't happen. Go back and look at Peyton Manning's first season.
Look at Drew Brees.
Look at Troy Aikman's first season. Look at Drew Brees' first season.
Look at Drew Brees'
takes
first
time.
Five.
Unfortunately, these days, we want things to happen immediately. And then what we do is we compare him to guys that were drafted 8 picks after he was, like Patrick Mahomes. Again, Mahomes learned all of last year.
Right. Yes.
All right. Or we compare him to Deshaun Watson in Houston,
mm-hmm.
who got off to a great start. You got to give the guy time. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about Urlacher. He was honored by the Bears at halftime. I feel like we're one big happy family again. How happy is he? You're friends with him. Is he happy to be back in the fold?
Ecstatic. Ecstatic. And the Bears are happy that he's back in the fold. And there are people at Hallis Hall that will tell you that they regret the way he was unceremoniously told, or he wasn't told anything. They made him an offer, and he just didn't accept it.
Right.
Okay. They aren't happy as they look back on it that it ended the way it did. Okay.
Yeah.
And Brian was all about emotion back then in 2012, and time heals all wounds.
Sure.
And he's ecstatic. He's a Bear through and through, and it meant so much to him that Virginia McCaskey and Ted Phillips and George McCaskey came to his party the 2 days before he was inducted into the Hall of Fame that Thursday night.
Wow.
It meant so much to him that they came after the game.
The video when the Hall of Fame was going to his hotel room is just precious when he doesn't answer the door.
It's typical Urlacher. But, I mean, here's what's great about Brian. He was such a great teammate. He never wanted the accolades by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he's not even thinking about them showing up at his door and telling him that he's made it into the Hall of Fame.
You know, we talked earlier about Khalil Mack raising the game of everybody else. Urlacher did that. And I remember I used to have Adewale Gunlia on my radio show every week, and we would talk, and he would talk about Urlacher, how he would rally the defense, and how you couldn't go out in the bitter cold wearing things on your arms. You had to have bare arms in December because that's the way Urlacher played, and that's the way the defense played. And I always loved that. I have processed that away, and I think about it all the time.
Well, you loved it because we Chicagoans embrace the cold.
Right.
Bears football, we call it.
Yes.
And our defenses in this town have always been terrific. You just played the Super Bowl shuffle. How about back in 87? That Bears defense had 72 quarterback sacks.
Jeez.
Okay. So we're sitting here excited, jacked about 10 sacks through 2 weeks, because the game is different today than it was back in the 80s when the Bears had that great defense. Now quarterbacks, all right, a lot of penalties out there for hitting the quarterback the wrong way, so you got guys on defense backing off a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and quarterbacks get rid of the football a lot sooner. But that's what we love, and that's why we loved Urlacher so much.
I'm glad you brought that up. There was a call. It was Clay Matthews, right?
Bad call. And I hate the Packers, but the Packers got jobbed in that game. They should have won that football game.
Oh, my gosh. I hear it from my wife. I've heard it all week long. Right. You know, she's
and for
a
good
diehard
reason.
Packer fan.
For good reason.
So Clay Matthews was going after the quarterback, and the quarterback threw the ball at the exact moment they hit, and he got called for a personal foul.
Pete, if you look at that play in slow-mo on
How
your
do you
own
stop?
DVR, you can't. Actually, he's trying to avoid the quarterback.
He is.
He is.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a bad call.
It's terrible.
I hate
We're
going to
struggle with this all season long.
Everyone, every defensive player in the league is going to. And listen, the Bears are going to get bit by that problem. Are going to get bit by that penalty at some point this year. So get ready for it.
We should win today.
We should win. This is a bad Arizona team. Okay?
Really bad.
All right, they've scored 6 points in two games. Last week they were shut out by the Rams. They didn't get past midfield until the final play of the game. Last time that happened in an NFL game, 18 years ago, the Bears led by Cade McNown against the Niners.
Oh,
okay, so it's a bad offensive team. It's a bad defensive team. They're giving up over 400 yards a game and 29 points a game. But for all those reasons, it scares me. I think the Bears still win. They still cover by the 6 that they're laying. But anyone that thinks, I don't think they're going to win 45-0.
No. But they win today.
They'll win.
They'll win today. It's great to see you, man.
Good to see you.
How's
Thank
Gia?
You for
How's
having me.
A little
in?
Baby. It's great being a dad, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, my gosh. She's my life. She's my life. But you know what? Here.
That's all your social media is, Bears and your daughter, Gia.
You
That's
know what?
It.
I used to have parents tell me that they would die for their kids.
Right.
And I was so selfish. I would hear that and I'd be like, really? I would die for my daughter.
Yeah, I knew you'd finally figure
She's
it out.
She's my world.
I remember, and I told this story before on the air, you'd want to go out on a Thursday night, and I'm like, I can't. Charlie's got something for school. He's like, what? What do you mean? Just blow it off. Yes, you can't.
I get it, Pete. Sorry. It took me till I was 54 to get it.
I love it. Luke Kanellis will check you out tonight. Channel 50,
Channel
the post-game
50,
show.
Bears postgame show. Luke Kanellis, former Bears quarterback Jim Miller.
Yep.
Former Bears defensive lineman Corey Wooten.
Yep.
Anthony Heron, who played in the NFL for 4 years,
yep.
And Shea Pepler live in Arizona, and we will carry Trubisky's press conference live and Nagy's press conference live on Channel 50.
Channel 50 postgame, and tonight, final word, 10 o'clock on Fox 32.
You got it.
All right, Luke Kanellis,
Thanks,
everybody.
Buddy.
720 WGN.